This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Leaders of 20 of the world's biggest economies are meeting in St. Petersburg today. That's in Russia. It's clear Syria will be a dominant topic, but the leaders are also set to work on corporate tax evasion, the future of interest rates, and new trade agreements. Rowan Moore Garrity has the story.
It's not the first time that politics have accompanied economic discussions at the G20.
When we had the Arab Spring, the financial crisis didn't take a back seat to it.
Lita Prema is a researcher with the G20 Research Group at the University of Toronto.
Vladimir Putin is quite adamant on his stance about Syria, and he's also quite adamant about the agenda that he's set for the G20 itself. For him, global growth is number one issue.
Douglas Radiker is a visiting fellow with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says the most important economic discussions may have already taken place without heads of state.
I think most of the technical economic issues are largely agreed to at the level of the finance ministers. So in that regard, Syria is not going to be a dominant or even a sub-issue.
But with the spirit of compromise weakened among heads of state, Radiker says, don't expect any sweeping new initiatives. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.